Welcome to Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming for the world on the web at www.kpfk.org. My name is Damon Azali, and I'm here with my co-host, Lisa Adler. Tomorrow we are going to have general elections in the whole country, but specifically there's a lot up for grabs in California. And we're going to do our best to give you a sense of what's up for grabs on the proposition side of things. Today we will speak to Diane Tekforian and Tony Lopresti from the Environmental Health Coalition about Proposition 90, the Trojan horse of the election titled Government Acquisition, Regulation, and Private Property. Then we'll be joined by Lisa Kung from the Southern Center for Human Rights, who will be breaking down the Proposition 83 titled Sex Offenders, Residence Restrictions, and Monitoring. Prop 83 will allow permanent GPS satellite monitoring devices strapped to those who are convicted of any sex offenses, including public nudity and indecent exposure. But before all that happens, Lisa and I are going to be talking about two propositions that we covered in previous shows, Prop 1B, the Highway Air Pollution Expansion Tax, and Prop 85, which attacks a woman's right to control her own body. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
So good afternoon, everybody. This is Lisa Adler, co-host with Voices from the Frontline today with Damon Azali. And I'm going to be talking to you today about why it is very important that tomorrow you go and vote against Proposition 1B. For more information on Proposition 1B and some of the other initiatives, we want to encourage folks to check out our website, www.thestrategycenter.org, where you can find our complete voter guide. So I want to let our listeners know that there are many environmental justice groups throughout California who oppose Proposition 1B. And some of these groups include Communities for a Better Environment, Environmental Health Coalition, who we're going to hear from people from there today, Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, Urban Habitat, the Transportation and Land Use Coalition, and then the Labor Community Strategy Center and the Bus Riders Union. So the first reason to oppose Proposition 1B is that it will drain money from critical social services. General obligation bonds are bank loans to the state, and every year they're paid back with interest from the general fund. Prop 1B is a $20 billion bond, which is the biggest in California's history. Second reason to oppose Proposition 1B. At least $14 billion of this $20 billion bond will go towards highway, road, and port construction and expansion. What does this mean? This means more cars, more trucks, more ships, more asthma, emphysema, and cancer, more global warming. This bond pretends to offer air quality improvements, something many of the Democratic supporters are touting. But the reality is that 80% of the money will be used to increase truck traffic, expand freeways, and port operations. Furthermore, only $1 billion out of the $20 billion will be used to help mitigate impacts on air quality from new projects, and no money will be given to clean up the already contaminated air or to improve the health of those who have already suffered. The polluters, not the public, must be forced to pay for all the past and present pollution they have created. Third reason to oppose Proposition 1B. It funnels public money to private corporations. The main beneficiaries of this bond are the corporations who rely on trucks, trains, and ships to move and sell their goods. More railroads, more trucks, and more ships means more profits for the private companies, using public money and all the while subjecting our children to the toxic air these industries create. Fourth reason to oppose 1B. It provides nothing for the transit dependent. Many of us have heard Democratic supporters, such as our very own Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, brag about the money they got for public transportation in this bond. But first, let's understand that it is still only 20% of the money that will go towards public transportation. And none of it can be used for operating public transit, such as adding service, reversing past service cuts, or lowering fares. Throughout California, and certainly here in Los Angeles, we know that inner cities face depleted bus systems as transit agencies favor rail projects that privilege suburban commuters and land developers over the transit dependent. Our own Mayor Villaraigosa has already cut a deal to get $1 billion of this bond for his subway to the sea, a $5 billion hole in the ground that will bankrupt the bus system and thereby violate the civil rights of Black, Latino, Asian Pacific Islander low-income bus riders. To be clear, though, even if this bond did provide some funds for bus riders, we would still urge you to vote against it because the entire initiative is fatally flawed. So, folks, we need to hold both Republican and Democratic elected officials accountable for using the general fund as a slush fund for police, developers, and private industry. If we really want to improve the lives of the communities that are in the most structural need, then let's use money from the general fund for urgently needed social services instead of using it for things like paying interest on loans to rich people and building projects such as freeways that we don't need. We know that many people are behind this bond because of the construction jobs it will provide, and certainly we agree that there is a critical need for more jobs, but we must stop pitting jobs against our public health and the planet. The government has the responsibility to provide green jobs that do not create toxic pollution and kill our lungs and the planet. So for all these reasons, we urge you tomorrow to vote no on Proposition 1B.
So the next one that I'm going to talk to you guys about is Proposition 85. And it's not actually the third version yet, like Saw 3 or Santa Claus 3, but this is actually a repeat from something that was on the proposition a year ago, Prop 73. And it's titled Waiting Period and Parental Notification Before Termination of a Minor's Pregnancy. So this proposition amends the California Constitution to require, with certain exceptions, a physician to notify a parent or legal guardian of a pregnant minor at least 48 hours before performing an abortion. So California has already rejected this attempt to restrict a woman's right to choose with last year's Proposition 73. We have to defeat this again because it's part of the national right-wing assault on a woman's right to choose in an effort to outlaw abortion altogether. So far, 34 states have parental notification or parental consent laws. In South Dakota, voters will actually be deciding very soon on whether to uphold their state's legislature's recent ban on virtually all abortions. Two, women of any age have the right to choose, and no parent has a right to be informed. There are many reasons why a young woman would not want to tell her parents she's pregnant, from not wanting to put added stress on a parent who's working two and three jobs, or fearing physical or sexual abuse from that parent, because we know seven out of ten of women who are actually raped are raped by people who they know who are acquaintances of them. So the bottom line is, though, is that women's right to control her body applies to all women, including women under the age of 18. Three, we need to expand and not restrict reproductive health services. In this country, although abortion is technically legal, in reality, access to abortion and reproductive health services is extremely limited, especially for women of low income and women of color. There's a need to expand and not restrict reproductive health services. Four, restrictions on abortions create greater risk for young women as they are forced to seek unsafe ways to terminate pregnancies. A young woman who is required to tell her parent or guardian in order to obtain an abortion will be more likely to try to terminate their pregnancy on her own through unsafe or even life-threatening means. When abortion is restricted or outlawed, wealthy women are still often able to pay a doctor to perform the operation or go to another state, but poor women cannot afford such an option. There is an option, their option is carrying an unwanted pregnancy to term or risking their health with unsafe, unsterile, back alley abortions. Next, the right to choose is a critical women's right issue. It is the right to control her own body. The right to choose is about the right to terminate pregnancy as well as the right to have children. The U.S. government has a long history of attempting to control the reproductive rights of oppressed nationality, indigenous, Black, Chicana, Latina, Asian Pacific Islander women through forced sterilization and other coercive methods. We must uphold the right for all women to defend the integrity of their own bodies, reflected in the protection against forced sterilization, as well as access to birth control and safe abortions. Whether or not, this is most importantly, whether or not you will personally choose to have an abortion or not, do not give the government a blank check to control the body of any other woman. The right loves the fetus, but in reality hates the woman. Their view of the nuclear family is a woman who is subordinate, tied to household duties, and produces babies on demand. These anti-abortion forces claim they are pro-life and want to protect the fetus. Yet these are the same forces that are really pro-death in Iraq, in the prisons, in the spiritual subjugation of women inside the nuclear family. U.S. hospitals, emergency rooms, and doctors' offices are closing down, and county hospitals are reaching levels of criminal negligence. Whether a woman is there to deliver a baby or to have an abortion, it is the right that has attacked income support for mothers, universal daycare and health care, and the quality public education, all the things that are needed to raise a healthy child. Stop an attack on woman's right to control her body. Vote no on Proposition 83. So, for both of these, you should go to www.thestrategycenter.org. We have a voter's guide that you can download, put on your MySpace page, blog out to your friends, and we're going to be right back to talk about Proposition 90 with Diane Tagvorian and Tony Lopresti. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with Voices from the Frontlines.